money, honorable members, ladies and gentlemen. We are starting our meeting much later than the time that we have stipulated. Apologies for that. I'll just explain as well. Honorable members, as you can see, that the secretary of the committee, Zola, is not around, and I have Pat here. Just to sincerely apologize, there's been a little bit of instability on the side of the secretariat to parliament, because I located the secretary for the entire day yesterday and I couldn't succeed, so I was unclear what's happening until this morning when I was then provided with Pat Jaya, yes, who once assisted us during the time of our drawing of the BRRR process, so at least the committee knows the lady. I hope she's the one who will always assist for consistency's sake so that she understands what's happening in the committee. Precisely because of that, we're trying to just get organized. There's a little bit of instability. Beyond that, before we start the meeting, possibly it's important for me to just brief the committee about a very critical meeting that took place requested by the Chief Justice Ngabo, who came to meet me in the office to give a detailed briefing in terms of the work that he's been given based on the State of the Nation address that the President did in the past. Why I was chosen to be briefed is because it relates largely on our work as the committee where we have to do oversight. So the entire brief was on the remuneration, which honorable members would know that there's a major issue around that area where we had to engage in details. I must say it was a very good and fruitful meeting. If the country will be able to handle things in that way, to involve also credible people who understand and who can be able to deal with gaps where they exist, I think we can go a long way as this country. It's going to be a long process. We have developed a program based on that engagement where the committee will be involved as well. So we will actually send some brief notes in terms of all that remuneration, largely looking into the public service, the police, the nurses, the teachers, all those areas. So it's a very, for us, it's an issue that is close to our heart from the committee's side, and therefore I actually indicated on behalf of the committee to put all the willingness on the side of the committee to ensure that we assist wherever there's a need, we collaborate wherever there's a need. And as I'm indicating that we've already drawn a program, it's part of saying I'll share with members. If accepted, then we'll proceed in that way. So that's the other issue that I thought is very important for me to put before the committee. Now, honorable members, we'll just focus on our agenda for today. And maybe if we look at our agenda, key, it's just one issue. The State of the Nation will just be done next week. Most of the members are on oversight in other committees, so we basically don't have good attendance. We might not have until after the State of the Nation address. We just have to accept it as it is, but we'll have to push our work, you know, a few years we are, honorable members, because we don't need to correct on the matter that I'm going to table, which is on the agenda for our discussion. We do need to move on other areas as well, and we'll need to get some way how do we deal with that. We have a responsibility constitutionally as this committee to appoint the public service commissioners, all of them. The nine provincial commissioners are appointed by the premiers in their respective provinces. It is there within the premier's responsibilities to deal with that. The five national commissioners are a responsibility of this commission. And as a result, I need to really indicate that the committee, you know, the fourth term parliament, Public Service and Administration Committee, can safely say now we have a good experience in terms of dealing with this aspect because we have dealt with it several times. I can say twice, which is quite sufficient. Immediately this committee was constituted, we had to appoint two commissioners, which we actually did. It was the first experience of the committee, which had a lot of learning that was involved, which went so well, I must say, based on all the work that was done. from the side of those who were appointed to sit on the panel on behalf of the committee, and all those were as well who were the committee members, because at the end of the day we appoint the panelists who go do the work and come and report back to the committee in order for it to be presented back to the National Assembly. So I must say we had a good working relation, particularly parties across board, you know, because usually when we do a task of this nature, it's a task of a national importance. It is very important that you don't see jostling one another, but we sort of carry that responsibility with dignity. And I must say the very first meeting gave us a very good experience, and it went so well, and we were very proud that the first two commissioners that were appointed, unfortunately one was late. It was the former chairperson of the same committee was late, Mrs. Matsumela. And then the other one whom we appointed is now the current chair of the Public Service Commission. It's Ben Mtembo. So just to show that, well, at least credibility in terms of the work that we did, it didn't pick up some problems later on and so on, which actually made me to really be glad and grateful of the work of the committee. We had a further work of appointing other three commissioners. It's a task that was done, if I'm not wrong, was it year before last or is it last year? It might have been last, yes. There we had to appoint other three commissioners, and we had a very, very, very tight and, you know, a contest, because we had very credible and highly compatible people who were part of a panel. The member Muhali, I remember, was part of that panel and can bear witness, it ended up being such an interesting engagement with those that were interviewed. And we had so many. We actually had more than three people who qualified. We just had to divide them in terms of the scores and therefore get the three best. But surely we had a wealth of a good, competent people. And again, I appreciate the synergy where we had absolute agreement, parties across board, in terms of our selection. You know, because the issue is credibility in terms of the people that you want, and to ensure that the Public Service Commission becomes the commission of high stature. And therefore, that happened quite well. I'm actually giving this background, honorable members, in order to indicate that we are now experienced as the committee. We might, or of course, have new people, but it doesn't mean that the experience is new. We'll always share the kind of the experience. But just to indicate that it becomes so good if we really work together and we all see things the same way, you know, and if we don't pull, it has never happened that it's just like, we want this candidate. No, we don't want this one. We want this one. It just automatically happens. We just wish that amongst those who have applied, it's the same as last time, you know, where we have, those who qualify and those who understand, you know, because it turns the interviews very interesting. You know, you end up even engaging rather than interrogating. That we engage with them, but on this area, what do you think, and so on. But surely, that last interview, I really enjoyed. You know, I enjoyed seeing that interview. I'm looking forward and hope this coming interview, also if the panelists that will be selected by the committee sort of shortlist good people, it's going to turn the same way as it happened last time. I'm looking forward to this good experience. Along that, honorable members, because it's not going to be a very long meeting, this one, because basically we're working on dealing with that. Based on the background, can I just find out if there are any apologies from your side, Pat?
I think everyone can be in sort of
Okay. All right. Honorable Mare? Okay. We will not be here. Any other apologies? We can take them one by one, because surely, Pat is indicating, Zola is not around, we might not be that organized. Honorable Muhali?
We have Honorable Williams, Honorable Nyakembe, and Thomas in the Northern Cape. and Honorable Boshiho and Honorable Mamleki. The current committee, the other one is with Dr. in the Western Cape, and Honorable Mamleki also is with tourism in the Western Cape. And Honorable Kimbi is in Gauteng with public enterprise.
Thanks, Honorable Members. We'll also note the apologies as raised by Honorable Mohale. Okay. So proceeding then, Honorable Member, with the preparation for the appointment of the Public Service Commissioner, the intention today is to put up a panel. And, you know, as late as yesterday, we have sent a communication to our members to consult with their parties in terms of the representatives that can be brought on board in terms of doing the appointment for the panelists. And therefore, I'm expecting today that we see who is brought on board so that the committee can confirm those who can be part of the panel. And then we can be able then to communicate with the panelists, you know, with time, maybe who might not stick to the timelines of Wednesday of the committee meetings, but might work maybe outside the scope. You know, we'll say when we're panelists, we don't need a quorum for some other stuff, we can be able to proceed. But it's a task that we want to start and finalize, and therefore communication will therefore flow so long as we're given a mandate as well from the side of the committee to proceed. Yes. So, Honourable Members, can I find out from the parties if there are any appointments? Honourable Marais? Is it Honourable Detroit? Honourable Detroit is appointed from the Democratic Alliance. Any appointee? Honourable Mohale from the ANC. Oh, sorry, do you wanted to say something?
No, I just want to ask, at this stage it will be you. Can one put me as an alternative? Should something happen before the interview starts?
That will help.
I mean, I accept the fact that when once you start, you can't be filed. Certain people are not other people, because then how can you make an objective decision?
Okay, no, I will actually put Honorable Mara as an alternative if in case, so that immediately if there's anything, then we know that we don't have to start to consult anew. So we'll put it that way. It will help. Thanks, Honorable Mara. Honorable Mohale.
From the side of the ANC, Honorable Muloy Mohopa, Honorable Mohale, Honorable Nyekembe, and Honorable Williams.
Okay, those are the members that are known to the committee. What's that? Constitutionally, it should be people who are also in the committee. Okay, so we've got those four, and we don't have anyone representing the smaller parties for now. Can I then request from your side, Pat and Julius, to consult? And yeah, we get a name, you know, because we do not want to delay the process so that we can then start to circulate the pack. For those, in order for us to just go through, because the next meeting when we're going to sit, it will be for shortlisting. So we would need just some time to go through on our own, and then thereafter have that meeting where we're going to sit and shortlist. Yes, so the other communication, I'll keep liaising and informing the committee what are we doing. So we will circulate communication. And in the meantime, for DA, Honourable Member, because you are also alternating, we'll just give you a communication in the meantime so that you in case, until once you sit, then after sitting it can be different. Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think that was the main task for what we had to do for today, I think. Now, we'd need to propose some dates as well, just for the committee to have an idea of what we want to do. They're not so final. We will circulate a proper program that we are trying to deal with. We have two major issues at this point in time, but at the same time, we still have to do oversight on other areas. They all constitute part of the oversight. The main issue is the appointment of the Public Service Commissioner, and we think by today we are doing the preparations for the appointment, and we are sort of appointing the panel, which we did the 5th. We actually planned that on the 14th we'll do the shortlisting. and therefore, meaning that we will send the packs as soon as we get the third person from the smaller parties, then the packs will be sent, and then we'll actually expect that members come on the 14th, readily prepared in order for us to deal with the shortlist. We will then communicate and sort of confirm that with the panelists as soon as we have all the constituted list. On the 19th, honourable members, as you would know that we are during the school period, schools are reopened, and most of us during the time of oversight, we have experienced some of the other things, obstacles and good things that are happening at schools, and amongst other things, as this committee, we once put it before ourselves that the issues of disability are key issues for us. And therefore, we thought we'll take the 19th of February as a joint committee meeting between ourselves and the Committee for Education, Basic Education, whereby we'll be requesting the Minister for Basic Education, together with the Minister for Disability, to come and give us an account in terms of the disabled children's access to schools and obstacles thereby, because I have experienced a situation where I got letters that most of the parents who have disabled children find it so hard to place their children at school, and I think we need to intervene on that. We want to take this period to really get and zoom into that program, and it's a program that would love the coming committee to proceed with it. You know, because if we have people who still cry when they can't find space for the child and there's no sufficient assistance and there's no, you know, those that do not belong to the mainstream find it very difficult to get into that. We, from our side of oversight, have a responsibility to force it down the throat of government to ensure that it happens, and part of it is doing that. Our intention then, members, is that possibly on the 25th or the 26th, 25th and 26th, we'll have the interviews for the Public Service Commissioner. Then we have spent the remaining time of March for the PEM bill, which was introduced and withdrawn from our side, and we are looking at a situation that the NCOP will have finalized the PEM bill in the end of this month, and therefore we spend the entire March to work on the PEM bill. So our intention is that we will just, we're collaborating with the chair from the NCOP just to see, because something that takes too long is the advert for the interviews, which we just have to work out as Parliament, how do we deal with it, because you cannot advertise before the bill comes to you. You still need to have the bill coming to you and thereafter advertise. So we'll just have to work on that technicality. Minding. Yes, sir. Yeah, definitely. Hence the advertisement for the public hearing, which lasts for a period of 2 weeks. So we'll just try to sort of watch it, because at the same time, as a committee, it will be to our interest to finalize other tasks and don't leave them hanging. So if it's introduced and we have public hearings maybe on the 11th or 12th, but it's just an assumption, it's just a scanty thinking. Hence, just to give you an outline where we want, and then possibly we can have the adoption during the week of the 19th and the debate that could take place, because I understand that Parliament is rising around the 24th, and therefore we can go beyond this. So let's be safe and plan within the process that Parliament will be sitting. So honourable members, basically that's how we'll be moving in terms of our program. If there's anything members would like to change something, it's an opportunity for dealing with that, but we'll also send a program.
Well, the 21st of March is Human Rights Day.
Yes.
So it'll probably be right before that.
On the 24th.
On Monday.
Is it a Monday? What day are we rising?
Normally on the
second week of March.
Yeah.
Second week. So we've got a tight, but we'll just work it around. Let's say we are sparing March for the PEM bill, and we even the interviews for the public service, if there's a need to push it up a bit, we'll do that. But we're actually giving just an outline of our work.
NCOP,
definitely, Yes.
They will have to go through their processes, their timelines, and things like that. So you can actually say nothing.
They're actually finalizing around the 28th, the entire process. So we know that by 28th of this month they're finishing, then we take over. We, at least we've got an idea. If all goes well. Yes.
Nothing is certain.
Okay.
Not even in
politics. Ah, yay! Say it again, Honorable Marie. Wow. You had a candidate president. What happened? You don't know. We only saw the kissy on the paper. No. It's long. Okay. No, I don't remember. I believe in terms of business. No, it's true. Yeah, it is long. You know, in terms of our business for today, I think that's it for today. In terms of the packs will go to the panelists. That's what we are requesting at the moment. Yes, we've just adjourned the committee, Honourable Members. Thank you very much. Thank you.